Okay, our theme this morning is Christ and His victory in the world. Christ and His victory in the world. And we will specifically be looking at Christ in the book of Daniel. Christ in the book of Daniel this morning. And in the evening, we'll be looking at prayer in the book of Daniel. So two things, preaching Christ in the book of Daniel, and also looking at prayer in the book of Daniel. Now, when you look at the world today, in any continent and every continent, there's so much trouble going on that you wonder whether the Lord Jesus Christ is actually in control. Is God really in control? When you look at the suffering of people, when you look at the ruthlessness of some of the men in the world today, the way they treat others, is Christ really in charge of this world? Has the world gone out of control? We are bound to think like that. Has Christ got victory in this world at all? Now, what is happening in the world today is nothing new. If you can be able to go to the days of Daniel, you will find what was happening then is happening now. The people of God, that's Judah, were taken into captive. You know, there was the Babylonian powerful empire who literally colonized Judah. Not only that, but they actually took some of the best young men from Judah to Babylon. Young men like Daniel, very intelligent. He was in exile. He was in a foreign land. Here is someone who has integrity, someone who fears God, someone who is upright before God, and yet he's been taken into captivity. Not only did the Babylonians, you know, do that, but you know that afterwards there was also another empire that conquered, you know, Babylon. You know, when the Persians came into power and Cyrus came on the throne, and he says, "I want all the Jews to go back to Jerusalem. I want them to go back." So there was one empire rises and another one comes up. They come and they go. I mean, that is what has been happening in the world again and again. One superpower comes up, and then after some years, it goes away. And another one comes up, and it will go away. So as far as the empires of this world are concerned, the Lord is in control. They will come, and they will go. They will rise up, and they will fall. Whether you like it or not, that is what has been happening. Where is the Roman Empire today? It's no longer there. Huh? Why? That's what the world is like. That's what the world is like. And so when you look at the world today, know that these empires that are so powerful at the moment, they are going to go. The Lord our God is in charge of this world. I would like us to look at Daniel and learn a number of things. And one of the important things that we're seeing here has to do with the fact that there is the Lord Jesus Christ through and through in the book of Daniel. You can preach the Lord Jesus Christ from the book of Daniel. See, when you see the servants of God in the fiery furnace, it is not about the furnace. When you see Daniel in the den of lions, it is not about a den of lions. That passage is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at the passages we read a little more closely. Daniel chapter 3. You go back to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 19 says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and he commanded that the heat of the furnace, they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded 7 mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning of fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he arose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, 'Did we not cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' 'Look,' he answered, 'I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God.'" There is the Lord Jesus Christ in a place of trial for his people, a place of suffering for his people. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ who is with these men who were thrown into this furnace. The fire was so intense that the ones that were taking these men in are the ones who got burnt just by the flames. But we find that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not consumed by the fire. Why were they not consumed by the fire? When it was so intense, when it was 7 times hotter than any other time, well, there was the Son of Man with them. Even the king was able to recognize this. Here is a very powerful king, you know, who was able to conquer, you know, the Jews. He is a powerful king, but here he is. He is totally powerless in what he wanted to do here. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is a winner. He has got a victory. He has won here. He has won the battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. It's the Lord who is going to fight for you. That's what the Bible tells us. And that is what has happened here. Christ has his victory. Even when the men were put in the fire, in the furnace, Christ is in charge. When the Christian is suffering, when the Christian is being persecuted, when the Christian is being ill-treated, the Lord is with the believer. The Lord is with the believer. The Lord is with his child. And there is a victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it may appear very painful to be in such a trial, but remember this, that the Lord will not abandon his people. I don't know whether you have read a lot about church history, but you'll find that whenever there is a lot of persecution for the children of God, there are lots of very genuine believers at that particular time. In the midst of persecution, the church grows. Emperor Nero tried to get rid of the church, never succeeded. Herod wanted to get rid of the Lord Jesus Christ, never succeeded. The Sanhedrin tried to silence Peter and John, they never succeeded. The Romans tried to silence the Apostle Paul, they never succeeded. The gospel has been spreading. The church is growing. Whether the world likes it or not, the believers are going to increase in number. The Lord has his victory at very critical moment, very critical time. When you think everything is lost, here are men who have been thrown in this fire. You think that's the end of them. That's the end of them. No, no, no. It is not the end of them. Because the Lord is with them. And because the Lord is with them, they will be able to be, you know, looked after. It's not in every case that the Lord will save his people from such. You remember James in Acts was killed, and yet at the same time Peter was delivered. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. But the point is that even when James was killed, the church spread even more. The gospel grew. The church in the book of Acts spread even more, even in the midst of the death of the saints. When Stephen was stoned to death, what happened? The people went scattering the gospel. You know, all over the place, the church grew. When Simon Peter was delivered, the gospel grew. What is important is the Lord's victory. Whether in the death or life of his saints, he wants his kingdom to grow. His kingdom is going to grow, whether we like it or not. And so in the book of Daniel, don't concentrate on the flames. Don't concentrate on the furnace here. Concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is walking in the midst of the fire with his people. I wonder what kind of, you know, fire is in your life. What kind of difficulties you're facing in your life. Whether it is your health, or it is maybe lack of money, or relations are broken down. You know, whatever it is, remember that the Lord will walk with us. He'll be by our side. He has victory in the lives of the believers. Let's go to the lion's den. Chapter 6 and verse 16. Chapter 6 and verse 16. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace, spent a night fasting. No musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king rose early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and has shut the lions in your mouths." Now, notice here that the king, he was the one in charge of everything. But what happens to this king? He is like Pilate. Remember? where Pilate says, I am in charge here. You know, if you answer my questions, you know I can deliver you. Pilate had no power. And so you have the king here, who is completely powerless, just like the king who was able to let the Lord Jesus Christ be crucified. In the same way, he is a man who is supposed to be in charge, and then he is completely powerless. Not only do we see this powerlessness as very similar to what was happening to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you know, when the mouths of lions were shut, what happened here? Daniel didn't die. Daniel was not eaten by the lions. What does that give you as a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ? He conquered death. Jesus conquered death and saved his people from their sins. So this Sunday school lesson about Daniel in the den of lions, it is not so much about Daniel, it's not so much about the lions. This is a story about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a story about the Lord Jesus Christ. That the kings of this world have no power. It is only him who has the power. It is him who can overcome death. Yes, he was crucified. He died. He was buried. But he rose again from the dead. And he is at the right hand of the Father. It looks like the world has won. They've killed him. But no. He rose again from the dead. Just the same way here. It looks like Daniel is finished now. The lions are going to consume him. But what happens? He overcomes death. Daniel overcomes death. But it is not in his power. For Daniel, it's not in his power. It is the Lord who was able to deliver him from the lion. And so when you look at the story of Daniel in the lion's den, please think about the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves the faithful. He is the one who is able to save Daniel from the lion's den. It is not Daniel saving himself. That's just the same as when it comes to our salvation. We cannot save by ourselves. It is by grace are you saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a work of God. It is a gift of God. Salvation comes from God. We cannot manufacture our salvation. Just like Daniel could have been killed by the lions, but the Lord saved him. I like a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ saving his people from their sins, saving his people. And he conquered death so that we can have life and have life, you know, eternal. I wonder what your lion's den is. I wonder what you have been thrown in. Things that are so hard in life and you're wondering, how are you going to come out of that? Well, we may not manage to come out on our own strength, but we have the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. He is our comforter. He is our help in times of trial. He is the one who protects us. He is the one who heals us. He is the one who provides for us. He is the one who cares for us in every situation. He is by our side. He's by our side. And here it talks about he sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. The Lord will send his angel for you. Whatever situation you may be in, the Lord will care for you. The Lord Jesus Christ has victory in this world. He has victory in the individual believer, like Daniel. He is a single man who the Lord was able to care for. How can he fail to care for you when he has been able to prove that he cares, for his people and saves them in whatever situation they find themselves in? The third point I want to bring to your attention has to do with Daniel's dreams. Chapter 7 and verse 13. Chapter 7 and verse 13. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. Then all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which they shall not be destroyed. Now, what are these visions about? This is a picture of the Lord. He is the only one who is the creator. He is the only one who has everlasting dominion. He is the only one, if you look at the book of Revelation, that he will save a people from every tongue, from every nation. He is going to save them. He is the only one who has dominion and glory over all. He has been, he's the Ancient of Days. He has been and will be, forever. He is the Alpha and the Omega. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of Man. He is the one coming in the clouds. He's basically seeing here the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you look at the book of Daniel, don't just think about Daniel. Think about the Lord Jesus Christ in this particular book. And these pictures I've given, this is a long time ago. And yet, when the Lord comes to the cross, and he dies, and he rises from the dead, and he says he's coming again, and when he comes, he's going to judge the world. He is the one who is the king, of kings. He is the one who is going to establish his kingdom forever and ever. And all that is happening in the world will come to an end. There are people who think they have power in the world. They don't. The Lord Jesus Christ has the ultimate power. Christ and his victory in the world. He made us, and therefore he will look after us to the very end. Christ is in control. And I wonder whether that actually comes up when we look at the news, when we listen to the news, when we read the newspapers, when we see the mess that is there in the world, when we see these powerful men and women who is like no one can do anything, to them, and you feel so hopeless and helpless. Does it occur to you that these things have happened before? Nebuchadnezzar appeared so powerful, but he was even also conquered by Cyrus. Nebuchadnezzar appeared so powerful that he could mistreat the children of God, but the Lord won the victory. And then you have, Cyrus comes up and has his own problems. Now, you have a situation where men appear from time to time and they're so powerful, but they are not powerful. The Lord is in control of this world, and he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. There is nowhere else we can run to except to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something that the world does not know. And in this country, for example, there are some young politicians who don't even know the history of the country, how the nation was built on Christian values. They have no idea whatsoever. So the Lord is in control of this world, and he will establish his purposes, whether people like it, or not. Just now, the church is growing. Yes, there may be fewer people getting saved in the northern hemisphere, but in the southern hemisphere, the church is growing at a very fast rate. It doesn't matter what people think, or the kingdoms of the world think, or the media thinks. The gospel is spreading. The Lord is winning his victory. It doesn't matter when the believers are thrown in the fiery furnace or in the den of lions. They have the Lord who is on the victory side. He is going to win. He has won. There's no question about it. He's in control of the world. If we lived long enough, we would be able to see what some of the so-called powerful men of today will become. But you know, our days are limited as well. Sooner or later, we have to go to glory. But one thing is this: there is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together.